And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, August 11th, 2024. It was on this day in 2020 that The Really Hungry Vegan Student Cookbook was published by Ryland, Peters, and Small. With 65 plant-based recipes for eating well on a budget, this is a perfect book for the many young people getting ready to head off to school. It features quick and easy breakfasts, in-between lecture lunches, and pre-night out communal feasts. Whether you've been eating vegan food for years or want to give some plant-based meals a go, take the stress out of your busy student diary and make this your go-to textbook for eating fun, nutritious, savvy, and delicious food with the Really Hungry Vegan Student Cookbook. Today is the last day of this year's Chicago Veg Fest. This is one of the largest food festivals in North America, held at Donata South Park in Lyle, Illinois. The Vegan Food Festival features free admission, free parking, 27 food booths, including a vegan omelet station, 100 vendor tents, 20 renowned speakers, 20 food demos, and 7 live bands. One of the talks being given today is titled The 7 Spiritual Secrets of the Vegetarian Diet by Carlos Lozano. Carlos Lozano is a lawyer and former diplomat of Colombia. He spent 10 years serving as Consul General and Counselor of Colombia in the Middle East. For more than 50 years, he has been collaborating to spread the simple but powerful technique of SOS meditation under the direction of 3 spiritual masters in over 40 countries. Carlos Lozano's commitment is to balance worldly duties with spirituality and share with humanity the benefits of meditation and veganism to the body, mind, and soul. Today is the last day of the 2024 Paris Olympics. Vegan Olympian Vivian Kong won a gold medal in fencing for Hong Kong. Vegan Olympian Anna Carolina helped win a bronze medal for the Brazilian women's volleyball team. Vegan Olympian and professional cyclist Anna Henderson won a silver medal for Great Britain in the individual time trial road race, and she credits veganism for her form. Vegan and most decorated basketball Olympian of all time, Diana Taurasi helped the U.S. women win a gold medal. And here are the opening stanzas of Walt Whitman's poem, There Was a Child Went Forth Every Day. There was a child went forth every day, and the first object he looked upon and received with wonder or pity or love or dread, that object he became. And that object became part of him for the day, or a certain part of the day, or for many years, or stretching cycles of years. The early lilacs became part of this child, and grass, and white and red morning glories, and white and red clover, and the song of the Phoebe bird, and the March-born lambs, and the sow's pink faint litter, and the mare's foal, and the cow's calf, and the noisy brood of the barnyard or by the mire of the pondside, and the fish suspending themselves so curiously below there, and the beautiful, curious liquid, and the water plants with their graceful, flat heads, all became part of him. The beginning portion of There Was a Child Went Forth Every Day by Walt Whitman. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that every day is the right day to respect the natural living world and allow it to become part of your world.